Two misery-filled comedies open this week, Tamara Drew and It's Kind of a Funny Story. The first unfolds at a writer's retreat in the English countryside, the second inside the psych ward of a New York hospital. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Tamara Drew is based on a graphic novel by Posy Simmons, which was inspired by Thomas Hardy's Far From the Madding Crowd. And after a spate of graphic novel movies that aim inexplicably, strenuously, and self-defeatingly to evoke their source material, it's a relief to find one that puts the spirit of the thing ahead of the form. Director Stephen Frears gets the feel of Simmons' frames, busy but airy, the characters looking especially precarious against the fixed landscapes. Gemma Arterton's Tamara Drew, chatty lifestyle columnist for a London newspaper, is the last character to arrive in this small English backwater. But she's the catalyst, setting everything in madcap motion. She has two key attributes. She's utterly gorgeous, showing up in a pair of short shorts and riveting the gaze of men and women both. And she knows that her gorgeousness is provisional. She grew up with a near Cyrano-sized honker she had fixed, and now she can't quite believe her new power. Because this is Hardy-inspired, there's an unusually large number of perspectives. Tamsin Grieg's Beth Hardiment owns this writer's retreat with her husband, best-selling mystery writer Nicholas. She doesn't just cook and clean. She's a kind of muse, giving him ideas and typing his handwritten drafts. But the aging fop cheats on her like mad, which gives hope to the schlubby, radiantly unsuccessful Hardy scholar played by American stage actor Bill Camp. Perhaps he thinks Beth could be his muse. Luke Evans is the dreamy handyman who loves Tamara. Dominic Cooper, the rock star drummer who plays his sticks up and down her body to seduce her. And there are two local high school girls, Casey and Jody, who sneak into Tamara's house and send a lascivious email in her name that ushers in the apocalypse. In its unpretentious way, Tamara Drew has the fullness of an 18th century novel in which fate is inexorable. Character equals destiny, and there are casualties. But in place of Hardy's pathos is a perverse little smile that's blessedly contagious. It's Kind of a Funny Story is also set on the border between funny and discomforting. It opens with its narrator, Craig, played by Kerr Gilchrist, having a vision of himself jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge. Vaguely suicidal, he talks his way into a psychiatric ward. He has a dad, played by Jim Gaffigan, who's not particularly verbal, but whose driving ambition for the boy has reduced him to a wreck. Craig has a best friend with a 4.6 grade point average. How, he asks, is that even possible? And a relationship with the girl Craig adores. More pressing is an unfinished summer school application that his father believes holds the key to future success. With all the ingredients for a self-pitying, narcissistic adolescent fantasy, the movie manages to be offhand. As in Ned Vizzini's endearingly nervous novel, directors Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden keep one eye on the protagonist and the other on the patients. One is a girl who cuts herself, who's played by the impossibly pretty Emma Roberts, and her immediate rapport with Craig is enough to make most teenage males think about signing themselves into the local hospital. Her character is a stretch. But the one who dominates the movie is slobby, bearded Zach Galifianakis's Bobby, who first appears to Craig in the emergency room waiting area, dressed in a doctor's white coat and scrubs.
How you doing? You got a cigarette?
No, sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I just don't smoke.
No, I mean, why are you in an ER at 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning?
Well, I guess there's just been a lot going on in my mind lately.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is sort of difficult to explain. But, see, there's this girl.
Yeah, Gotcha.
And this summer school application that I'm really nervous about.
Summer school?
Yeah, it's like this super prestigious kind of...
Why would you want to be in school in the summer? You should be on Coney Island bird dogging chicks.
Are you a doctor?
Galifianakis is stunningly good. His Bobby describes himself as on vacation from the world. And this is something of a working vacation for Galifianakis, too. He slows himself down, takes a breather from his manic comedian persona, and allows something melancholy and bitter to emerge. His Bobby understands the pressure Craig is under to perform. It's Kind of a Funny Story is too tidy and often too cute. What saves it is the director's soft sell. It's not about breakthroughs, epiphanies, one-size-fits-all cures for depression. It's about seeing one's own confusion in a larger context and learning that misery really does love company.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hirschfeld. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.